The lawsuit claims that during the housing boom, minority neighborhoods were given risky loans. Then, after the bust, Santander stopped making loans in those neighborhoods and focused instead on white neighborhoods. Attorney John Relman says this is happening in other cities, but Providence is the first to take a bank to court.
This is the first case that has looked at the post-subprime era and focused on what now is the new cutting-edge issue of we're starved for credit.
Mayor Angel Taveras says Santander's loan practices hurt tax collections by depressing property values. Santander's spokeswoman has not returned a request for comment. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.